Hello and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. This is season 2 episode 5. Fantastic. So we're back at episode 5, the last one of the half term, and it is wonderful to welcome you. We're all in our own clothes today. Ooh, looking fancy. How do we earn our own clothes today, everybody?
By winning 24,000 points.
Yeah, we did, by doing what though? How did you win those 24,000 points?
Right.
Okay. Ooh, it wasn't getting it right, it was being equipped for success. Being equipped for success. What does it mean to be equipped for success, ladies and gents?
Have a pen.
Yeah. Wearing the right uniform?
Have a pen.
Having a pen, well, in a
pencil case
with other things as well than just a pen. What else do you have to be? Yeah, your planner, absolutely, where you're recording deadlines, mock dates, coursework deadlines, all those sorts of things. Okay, yeah, nice. So we've got, and how many houses got this?
All of them.
Very astonishing. It went down to the wire for a couple of the houses. That's why it was only announced yesterday. I was still counting points. So I literally had my abacus out trying to figure it out to make sure everyone got a fair deal. But absolutely. How do we feel about coming to school? We've got a special guest on the show that might ask a question in a second. But how do we feel about coming to school this morning in our own clothes?
Very confident. Confident? Happy.
Yeah, okay. So our special guest today, we didn't announce this at the end of last week, but our special guest this week is none other than Mr. Willis. Yes, welcome Mr. Willis. Woo!
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Hello, fans.
I think he's already upstaging me, I might have to let him go. So, it's great to have you, Mr. Willis. I know you've got some questions for the guys. So you were going to ask the guys a question about how they felt coming in their non-uniform today.
Yeah, no, so I had a question I was thinking of just before the show, and I was thinking about how sometimes own clothes day can cause anxiety. You know, I never come in own clothes day in anything other than a suit because they are my clothes, I own them.
But I
recognise that having uniforms got so many positives, but equally, when you don't have a uniform, it can cause other emotions. I didn't know if anybody else felt anything different this morning putting on your own clothes coming into school.
The only thing I ever worry about on non-school uniform days is turning up and being the only one.
Oh, yeah.
In your own clothes.
Yes, it's just
that sort of little nightmare,
isn't
it? Okay.
It's like turning up freak out in the morning. It was like, are we actually non-school uniform day? Are we actually wearing non-school uniform? And then it's like, no, we are. It's fine. And you like nice. Panic.
How do you think other people might feel?
I think a lot of people are probably worried about judgment, really.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where uniforms, something everyone wears, so you can't judge someone for wearing a school uniform. But someone having their own taste in clothing, coming in wearing something else to everyone else, obviously they're worried about that.
It's like having your heart on your sleeve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are brands still a thing? Like, I remember when I was at school and we had Mufti, we used to call it Mufti Day.
According to Jack, a long time ago.
Yeah.
We called it Mufti Day as well.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah. But you guys down here don't call it Mufti Day, you call it own clothes day, non-school uniform day. Yeah,
I think it's a Croydonism, sir.
Yeah, I think it probably is. But I remember, you know, it being all about logos and making sure you had, at the time, it was like Nike or Adidas. And is that still a thing?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. For some, or for not for everyone?
I think
or
I don't think it's for everyone.
Okay.
That you have a logo or that you have a brand?
I don't think it's everyone.
You don't think it's for everyone? Yeah, good.
Hmm.
Good.
Excellent. So, yeah, I've had a really quite a sad email this morning actually saying, you know, I really love that everyone's had this opportunity to be rewarded, but actually my daughter feels quite anxious about coming in today. Why do you think she might feel that?
Because she might be like getting judged or something, because you know there is that possibility, because some people are just horrible.
So what can we do to stop that? Because that's the thing that really upsets me, is that the potential that people are being unkind.
I think people just need to like be told that you're wearing your own clothes. No one should get judged for that because it's what you find comfortable.
Being tolerant.
Yeah, and accepting like you wouldn't like it if someone judged you, so why do it to others?
Yeah. Mm. Lovely. Yeah, being really accepting of like our differences, because we aren't all the same. We're all sitting here wearing different things and having a good laugh and a joke together. So yeah, absolutely. So that acceptance, that tolerance is really important to our community, isn't it? And kindness. So our character, key to character trait we've been working on is kindness just before Christmas, wasn't it? Nice. So thinking of tolerance, the Votes for Schools question this week, let me just switch my window so I can tell, was, are adults equipped to teach you about the online world?
No.
Jack, really feel strongly. Jack, you said no. Why no?
Because they're old.
Whoa. Jack has had some really strong opinions about how old Mr. Willis
is. I was going to say, Jack seems to think everyone's very old.
What?
How old is old, Jack?
Above 25.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's not old. That's young, in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. So again, that opinion differs. So why do you think that older people don't necessarily have this? Because they're old isn't really a reason to not be good at doing. Oh, we have another guest coming in. Hi, Dean.
How long are you likely to be on your phone?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. because I'm in here to set up for an exam.
In about 5 minutes, well, it should be gone very soon. We can help you set up. Or just a lovely little guest interloper.
That was our new chair of governors, Bayhouse.
She's absolutely lovely.
Was she?
Yeah, and she's absolutely lovely, so it's really helpful that she's popped in. We'll give her a hand to set up an exam.
She's like mascot in exams.
Oh, lush.
Yeah.
Nice. It's nice to see familiar faces, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cool. Meanwhile, back at the question, so we do finish in 5 minutes. So adults not included. Why is it that adults then, what's by nature of them, Jack? Come on. Because you can't just throw no, we're not. You've got two adults in the room, both of us have got very defensive. We have our arms crossed, listeners. Yeah.
It's just like they haven't been around for long enough to experience all of the technology that the world has.
So adults haven't been around long enough.
Yeah, they've been around longer though. by nature of the beast of being old, they've been around longer.
We haven't experienced technology as we have.
That's the difference.
So we weren't immersed in it as we grew up, perhaps. Okay.
Well, when you grew up, the new latest technology was a cave.
And this is the young man who's trying to convince me to give him hot chocolate Friday.
Nice,
he's
nice normally.
Do you know
he is? Yeah, Luke and I are falling out today. Kate, go on, go for it.
Well, I think the opposite, because adults are the one that did create the first computers and all. Oh no. But I think teenagers say we've grown up in technology and it's just advanced so much that adults don't really understand how much it really does have an impact on our lives.
Yeah, maybe it's the fact that you're so immersed in it.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas for us, it's something we can take or leave. I say us, I'm speaking for an entire generation of humans. Okay, boomer. But but ultimately, you guys are immersed in it because you've been brought up through it, and technology is an integral part of your life, isn't it? So, okay.
And I was I was just talking about when I was at school, when the candles. But actually, when I was at school again, we had to have floppy disks. Do you know what floppy disks are?
Yeah.
And floppy disks that I used to keep in my blazer pocket, the top pocket, that had all of my homework on, and the number of times that floppy disk would come in and go into the hard drive of a computer, and you put it in and it would completely corrupt. So all your homework would be on it, and then it would suddenly break, or it would break in your pocket. It used to cause a nightmare.
Absolutely.
You know, now we've got Google Drives and things.
USB flash drives, and they were exactly the same, just as a temperamental after burning a CD. Good grief. So around the school, it looks fairly split. So probably your tutor group with the anomaly that made the split. So 68.4% of us think that no, adults aren't equipped to teach young people about about technology, and 31.6 think they are. I think again that was your tutor group. But ultimately that is fairly well reflected across Hampshire, which are a really similar picture, but a slightly different picture to nationally. Roughly a quarter of people thought that adults aren't, or are rather, equipped. So there's less people nationally thought that adults are equipped, which is really interesting. So I'll pop the download on to the podcast link for anyone at home who wants to download to have this conversation a bit further about how technology is impacting our lives. The reason why we're talking about this for Votes to Schools this week is because it is Safer Internet Day, or was on Tuesday and has been this week, just looking at different ways of keeping ourselves safe. Do you remember your assembly on Tuesday, or were you guys in your revision sessions?
It was 7 to 10.
Yeah, it was, because you guys were all revising for those weird GCSE-like things. So everybody else had... really? Surely you come to school just to learn how to be a great human being, right? So, we had a fantastic assembly with one of our guests that comes in a lot on Tuesday, just looking at how to stay safe in the online gaming world, because there's been some really scary stories in the news about people putting infiltration codes into Roblox and things like that. So it comes up with a questionnaire you can't get rid of. And actually, Lee, I was really sharing some great ways of staying safe on gaming. So there'll be some information to download with the podcast if you want more information about this at home, everybody. Moving swiftly on, we mentioned briefly that Luke has just exempted himself from Hot Chocolate Friday. So who was there today? So how many did you have Hot Chocolate Friday?
Do you know what? Mr. Adley ran Hot Chocolate Friday today.
Oh,
so I've managed to sneak in at the very end. There was a good 20, I think, today in Hot Chocolate Friday.
Crikey.
We had some six formers, some Rotary Youth Speaks winners, so that was really lovely. And just a range of people, that young people that are getting it right day in, day out, whether that's in the community. And we had some nominations this week from other parents, which has been
nice.
They're always the best to receive, actually, where parents or members of our community beyond the school recognise young people in our school who are doing amazing things. So that's
adorable.
Really nice. But yeah, so Mr. Adley ran that this morning whilst I gave the opening speech to China Day.
Ah, beautiful.
So welcome. Today we've got, and in fact that's where I'm about to dash off to in a moment because we're about to have some parents on site as well. But this morning we welcomed the Mountbatten School.
Oh, lovely.
And our sister school, Broome Park, there were some students from both those schools down today and celebrating. They've been doing things like Tai Chi, they've been learning traditional Chinese dancing, they've been having green tea party dances.
Oh,
and
lush.
Yeah, and I think this afternoon they're food tasting as well, and obviously that's all in aid of the Jack's Lunar New Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Jack's eyes just pricked up. So it is absolutely Lunar New Year today. It is Jack the Second kicking the table. So essentially, we've got Lunar New Year, which is the year of the dragon, not the goat this year, Jack. And we are really, really excited to be celebrating that sort of community within our school. We've got a really big community that celebrates Chinese culture within our school, thanks to the Mandarin.
The Mandarin team. Excellence Programme is such a significant part of
it. It really is. It's lovely. I'm loving that. We've got
Team MEP.
How are the bao buns going down in the canteen, by the way?
Oh, we had this conversation, didn't we, the bao buns? Oh my goodness.
We kept going back to food on the last podcast.
Food segment.
Yeah, we do love a bit of food. Well, we were having a complaint today about the wrap having too much cheese and
it's
not enough ham.
The cheese to ham ratio isn't correct.
Debate.
It's four parts cheese, one part ham. In a ham and cheese wrap, you'd argue it should be 50-50.
Yeah, fair play, fair play.
It's not.
Although Mrs. Perry prefers it just as it is. Maybe she's making the wraps for me. I don't know.
I don't.
But yeah, we often come back to the canteen food, and I know that Charlotte's had a fun time kind of playing with all the different options on there for you. If you could put one item in the canteen that you've never had in there before, what would you do? 2 seconds think time.
I've got one.
I'm coming around the circle. Come around the circle.
Can I bring one back?
Or we can bring one back.
They used to do the massive circular pizzas, like the really thick ones.
Okay, massive circular pizzas.
No clue.
No clue from Charlotte.
Never eat from the canteen.
Oh my goodness, Luke doesn't eat from the canteen. You're missing out, particularly when we have the bao buns.
Back in year seven, they used to have spaghetti hoops and hash browns.
Ooh, love hoops and some apple.
Never forget that.
Nice.
I don't know if they ever had it, but they should add burritos.
Burritos! I love burritos. That's a good cold cake.
Tuna muffins.
Tuna muffins.
Sorry? It's not what you think. It's not what you think.
Is that a thing?
Is it like the bay muffin type tuna muffins?
Not like a muffin muffin.
Not like cake muffin. Yeah,
it's like a flat kind of thing. Like, and you've got tuna and chilies on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Like the bay muffins we've got with the egg and cheese, but with tuna instead.
Yeah.
Last one, Summer.
I'm with Evie on the spaghetti hoops.
All right, back on the hoops. All right, miss. So I'll let you know that that's a big request from the team. Nice. What have we got left, everybody? Oh, yes. We had some visitors this week, didn't we?
Did we?
We did.
We did.
I don't know about anybody else, but I absolutely loved yesterday. I really loved showing off how well we're doing in the school.
Sorry.
It's been really good. We did have our friends from Ofsted in yesterday, and it was such a lovely day. It was really nice just to show them all the things we've done in the school over the last year. What about you, sir?
It was a good day. Yeah, it was really, as you say, it was a nice opportunity to show off where we're at on our journey as a
really
happy,
fun,
successful, safe school.
Yeah.
And what I loved most was about how our young people, you guys, represented our school throughout that day. And actually, do you know what? Our staff are awesome here, aren't they? You know, they were incredible yesterday too. So, yeah, real team effort.
Massive.
Over the last few days.
It was really nice that they got to come into Houses Parliament and watch us debating, because what the Houses Parliament were working on this week was the character curriculum that's going into tutor time in the summer term. So they were actually designing the curriculum during the Houses Parliament yesterday, and they got to come in and see that in action. So students designing the curriculum they're going to be delivering in the summer, which is really exciting.
Mm.
We've had a couple of fixtures this week. I think it was just the rugby.
The boys' rugby team won against a school massively. They won massively. I think it was 27-7.
Ooh, oh, goodness. Wow. So a bit of a Six Nations result.
It was 57.
Oh my goodness.
It was 57-7.
And it is definitely sort of rugby season, so yeah, absolutely. Nicely done.
Our football team won last week as well in year 10.
We've had a few wins this week, so we definitely need to do a bit more homework on getting our fixtures, please, gang. Mm. I think we've had a really full on week this week. Yeah. We are all absolutely exhausted at the end of a half term, but definitely ready for it. I would like to thank the Bay House Bars. Not with hot chocolate, just with my gratitude, guys, that you've been absolutely fantastic this half term, and we'll see everybody again back here, same place, next half term for another Bay House Buzz. Bye, everyone.
Email us for Hot Chocolate Friday, please.
Yes, please.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.